Thank you, Chair. My name is Flavia Sieplinski, and I'm speaking on behalf of Friends of the Earth International, a member of the Global Campaign. Affected communities face multiple obstacles to access to justice, and one of the most important is the possibility of finding a suitable jurisdiction to bring a claim. Article 9 should thus provide a broad definition of competent jurisdiction, and the affected people should be able to choose in which jurisdiction they file a case for the access to justice and remedy to be effective. In that sense, although limited, the third revised draft allowed for some possibilities of forum necessitatis, which has completely disappeared from the updated draft. Forum necessitatis is essential as it can be helped to avoid a denial of justice. We thus recommend recovering Article 9.5 from the third revised draft. This is what Palestine proposed for 9.4 third. We support their proposal, but this with some amendments. Indeed, the three items listed should only be examples to guide the judges without tying their hands. It is therefore appropriate to end the paragraph with such as instead of as follows, because as follows announce a closed list when the list should be open. We also recommend to suppress the last item, a substantive activity of the defendant, as it is already a criteria of jurisdiction in 9.2. And including this criteria in 9.4 ter would encourage judges to require more connections than the forum necessitatis requires. This provision would read as follows. Courts shall have jurisdiction over claims against legal or natural persons not domiciled in the territory of the foreign state if no other effective forum guaranteeing a fair judicial process is available and there is a connection to the state party concerned as such. A. The presence of the claimant in the territory of the forum. B. The presence of assets in the defendant. With the same objective, we support Ghana and Palestine's addition for 9.4, as well as Palestine's proposal for 9.4b about universal jurisdiction. We also ask to include a provision on suppressed legal obstacles, including the doctrine of forum non convenience, that can be used to prevent affected people from bringing claims in some jurisdictions. Thus, leading again to denial of justice, in that sense, we support Egypt's proposal 9.4, Quinquies, but we would propose to suppress the last part unless an adequate alternative forum exists that would likely provide a timely, fair, and impartial remedy. It is very difficult and subjective to assess if this adequate alternative forum exists.